Here's what's trending in education news.
According to the Washington Post, the hearing for Betsy DeVos's confirmation has been postponed. Now, according to the Post, the reason is that Senate Democrats want more time to make sure the Ethics Board can thoroughly review DeVos's financial holdings and any potential conflicts of interest. That's good because we surely don't want a billionaire's holdings to be connected to any unethical activity like circulating misinformation about failing public schools and funding political attack groups that undermine America's system of public education. Because if billionaire Betsy was ever involved in funneling millions of dollars to undermine public education, both Democrats and Republicans would obviously toss her unethical ass out on the curb and demand that only, quote, a qualified educator serve as the nation's public education leader. Nah, really, don't hold your breath. Okay, maybe. But what if the hearings were postponed for other reasons? You know, maybe Miss Betsy is just not ready for the grueling testimony that is required of her. There's a chance that those nasty senators might ask some questions. In fact, according to Politico, that's exactly what's happening. And what is billionaire Betsy being prepped for? How about these important educational issues? The price of a gallon of milk and the price of a gallon of gasoline. That's right. So as not to be seen out of touch with a majority of Americans, billionaire Betsy is being drilled with flashcards about how it sucks not to be a billionaire. Now, while Busted Pencils can't confirm that the DeVos confirmation hearing was delayed to make sure that Betsy had some time to stand in line at a real supermarket and use cash from a lint-filled pants pocket to pay for a gallon of milk, we are sure that using millions of dollars against public education is a conflict of interest. If billionaire Betsy DeVos needs a crash course on what it's like to live life as a serf, the reality then is that the American public schools, the children, and the teachers are about to undergo one hell of a metaphorical rectal exam. And that's your news.